In this episode of How to Shoot Video for Your Business, I'm talking about how you can speed up your shoot by using voiceovers. So if that's of interest, stay tuned. Roll the bumper. G'day guys, my name is Bruce Garrett. I'm the owner of Ginger Beard Media. Ginger Beard Media is a video production company based in Perth, Western Australia, and you're tuning into one of our episodes of How to Shoot Video for Your Business. As the title would suggest, we're here to give some free educational resources to business owners about how to better shoot video for their business. We're a YouTube series, it's a Facebook group, we're a podcast. You can find more information on our website about what we talk about, but essentially wherever you're consuming content and however you're consuming content, then we're out there and available for you as free resources. If this is something that's of interest to you, then do all that social media stuff that you need to do, you know, like, comment, subscribe, and follow along, because yeah, we really do want to help you guys out to shoot more video for your business. Enough with that waffle and on with the episode. In this episode of How to Shoot Video for Your Business, I want to talk about using voiceovers to speed up your shoot, because it's not just about speed, right? It's about the fact that when you go to present a video, it is quite a stressful and painful process, because in all honesty, being in front of a camera is not all that much fun, is it? I mean, it can be quite stressful. You've got a script to remember, you know, you've got to present well, you may need additional equipment like lights or something like that. And of course, there's an ever-present question, what do I do with my hands? So voiceovers is a good way to get around a lot of this and speed up your time to be more efficient. So the first thing to think about when you're using voiceovers is that you're not gonna have a presenter like this talking to someone. And what that means is you need to shoot more B-roll, or in this case, A-roll, because B-roll is really to cover your A-roll, and yeah. So you're gonna need more footage of your business in action, because otherwise you're gonna have a blank screen. In a lot of these episodes, I talk about the importance of planning, and you'd be surprised, but I'm still gonna talk about planning in this one. And it's about the importance of planning. So when you are doing a voiceover script, you need to have some sort of plan about what you're going to say, otherwise your video is gonna blow out, you're gonna miss what is actually important to talk around. And part of the kind of advantage of having a voiceover is that you can now write a script and go through it and read it out. So make sure up front you have written a script as to what you want to say, because that will keep you much more attuned and on topic and on target when you come to actually shoot your video. The other thing that I would suggest is that you actually record your voiceover first before you shoot any footage. And the reason for that is by recording, you'll actually understand how much footage you actually need to record. So if you only talk about something briefly, but then you've got 4 hours of footage, there's gonna be a lot of editing to do. Whereas if you know you've only got to cover a short period, then you can shoot more effectively when you go out there. So what are my quick tips for recording voiceovers? Well, number one is make sure that you've got a microphone. The truth is that when you switch to a voiceover, it is more important that the viewer can hear you clearly. And the truth is that, you know, the mics on your camera, the inbuilt ones, are not going to be that suitable. They're not going to get you a good quality voiceover. So if you haven't got a mic, it's something to think about investing in. That said, in a pinch, you can get away with the headsets on phones. You know, I wouldn't necessarily agree that AirPods, the kind of wireless ones, are perhaps the best ones. In all honesty, trying to get a mic as close to your mouth to get a clear recording is more important than the stylish look that those things have. So yeah, you can get away with phone mics if you're sort of in that realm, but I would suggest that, you know, investing in a microphone, which, you know, those range from sort of, you know, 50 up to, you know, maybe a couple of hundred, but even sitting in the 100 to 150 mark, you can pick up something pretty decent. My second tip around doing voiceovers is to find a quiet location. So obviously, you know, standing outside a busy road is not really gonna hack it, but if you're looking for my thoughts on what is a good location, well, actually, believe it or not, you're gonna look a bit weirdly at me when I say this, but if you've got a walk-in wardrobe with a door, that's good, because all those clothes in there will actually suck up that sound, that additional sound that maybe will be bouncing off walls or something like that. So that's a good place to be. Or going underneath your bed covers, because the Duna over the top of you will, you know, again, suck up that sound and give you a far better quality than if you're in a more open room. Number three is around how you're going to read the script. So if you're going to print this out, make sure it's in a decent sized font type so that you can actually read through it in a nice, easy way. There's nothing worse than staring really intently at a piece of paper, because with a voiceover, it's all about how your voice emotes to the viewer. The other thing that you might consider is actually using a mobile phone to read through your script, because then you can make sure that you're not rustling. The only thing I would say is make sure your phone is on airplane mode, because there is nothing worse than this making that horrible beep 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 noise as it interferes with your audio recording. My fourth and final tip is to keep it simple. Everyone loves to write a script, but when they go to say it, it can be quite complex. So make sure that you're thinking about, you know, word flow and is it easy to say. Keep product numbers and phone numbers and those sort of things out of it as best you can, because they're often, you know, difficult to talk around and that's where you'll stumble. And make sure that you're just breaking your script into easy bite-sized paragraphs, because if you've got a really long script, you know, there's nothing worse than getting all the way to the bottom, then messing up, and then having to redo it. And by having it in chunks, that means that you can, you know, read paragraph A, get it wrong, paragraph A, you repeat until you've got it, cool, and then you can move on to your next paragraph. So set yourself up for success by not making it too complex. And that is pretty much it for this episode of How to Shoot Video for Your Business. As ever, I hope it's been useful to find out how voiceovers can help you save time when you're shooting videos. As ever, I hope you've enjoyed the video. I hope it's been of use. If you have, give us all those social things, like, comment, subscribe. And as ever, we want your questions, so get those in as well, because your questions help us to help you. And thank you for watching. I'll see you in the next episode of How to Shoot Video for Your Business. GGBeard Media. Get on, beard.